Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:30. I'm Mike Diller with you, joining me in the studio. So happy to have her in here. Lori Black, the executive director of the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you on this blustery morning?
It's great. I mean, I'm always stuck with Michael. I love Michael. Michael's great.
<too. laughs>
But I get to have you in this morning, and I'm thrilled with this. LP and the Vinyl tonight.
Yeah.
This is going to be a party.
It is going to be a party. They're actually at the Flickinger right now getting ready. That's where Michael's at. Mm-hmm. We offer, as you know, a lot of times we offer a school outreach program mm-hmm. with our premiere shows. And it's an educational outreach free to all of the area children. And today we're going to be filled with St. Francis Cabrini's going to be in there.
All
and
right.
Mescalero's bringing some kids down today.
Right.
So we're so excited that they're going to be in the audience. And Michael says that their outreach program is extremely, extremely good. And so I'm excited to see that. And Michael is working that at the moment, getting ready for it. So he asked me to cover for him here.
Sure.
And then I'm going to zip down there as soon as we're done, and I'll help out with that. And then tonight is the actual premiere show.
Yeah.
So if you would like to get your tickets, come on down. We'll sell them at the door, and or you can get them online today. And I'm very excited for this show. Michael is he's done such an amazing job putting a premiere show together, and this will just be one more added value to that.
Well, let's talk about that school outreach, Lori, because what a great program.
Yeah.
Exposing our young children to the arts. I mean,
I just love it.
Yeah. I mean, that is awesome.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when I ran Showtime, anytime that you see somebody on a stage doing something that hits home to you and you think, mm-hmm. man, I really like that. You know, you sit there and it makes that that part of your brain say, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Someday I want to do that. And so I find that what we're doing when we offer these programs to kids is they sit in the audience and they see. We've had a trombone player that was just phenomenal, that mm-hmm. just reached a ton of kids.
Yeah.
We have violinists, guitarists, pianists. We had a zydeco in there, which is like a Cajun type music, and they were playing music with dang washboards on their bellies, you know.
Wow.
And like, there's just so much that the kiddos learn. And then not only do we bring them the musical instruments that you know are challenging and that these artists bring to them and educate them on, but we also bring them to into the shows that are like the ballerinas and mm-hmm. The folklorico dancers and tap dancing, and so they also get to see performing arts as well. And so we're just really exposing them to something that a lot of children do not ever get to see from small communities like this. And so I can tell you honestly, like I like to describe it that they look like little popcorn heads when they're in the seats, because they're just so excited. It looks like little pieces of popcorn going off in the theater, and then when they walk out, they're like, best day ever.
Yeah.
And they're just like so thrilled to it's seriously one of my favorite things. I'm always there to greet them when they walk in, but when they walk out is probably my favorite time, because you get to hear them on, you know, their reaction to what they just saw. And it's so enlightening, and it's so amazing to offer that and to be a part of that in this community.
Well, the coolest thing about that is these kids are getting exposed to the arts mm-hmm. at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I know, just mm-hmm. like our parents before us know, that this is a part of creating a well-rounded, well-balanced individual with a lot of different interests that they can go to a rock concert,
mm-hmm.
they can go to a country concert,
mm-hmm.
and then go to a play or a ballet and have all those interests. It just helps balances out the personality.
Yes, it certainly does. And I don't know if Michael's ever shared this story with you, but he went to school in Tularosa.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat in our theater in these outreach programs, and he thought, I can do that. And he went to college, and he has his degree in performing arts, and now he's come back to his community, and he's paying it forward, and he is now the program director at the Flickinger Center. Mm-hmm. And he takes this so seriously, and he really vets performers really well, and their school outreach program is very important to him. And he just, to me, he does a phenomenal job at that.
Yeah.
Next year, we have 10 acts on the book for our premiere show, and I think 8 of them are going to do school outreach.
Wow.
And so what that means is we ask the performers if they would do a school outreach program, which is a 45-minute to an hour version of their actual premiere show. And then we always pay extra. So it costts the Flickinger anywhere from, I'd say, $1,800 to $2,000 more per show.
Wow.
To offer this. And then we just send it out to all of the local schools and homeschools. And it's just offered free to them.
Yeah. Well, not only did it impact Michael that way, but he also became a performer himself.
He's so good.
Yeah, he
is. You know, when I used to coach kids, some of the shyest ones and the most reserved just turn into complete beasts.
Yeah,
go beast mode on the stage, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so fun to sit and watch, like, classmates or something, watch them transform, because it's so not, you know, their character. But Michael is like that. He's just real reserved, and, you know, just kind of, he's such a cool guy, and he's so much fun. But when he gets that guitar strapped on and he gets in front of Rosewater, which is his band, he just transforms into this amazing performer, you know. And the other day, it was kind of stressful at the Flick, and I heard this beautiful piano playing, and I thought, that sounds like it's live. And I snuck into the auditorium, and Michael had gotten the piano out, and he was up there playing the piano. And
wow.
He can play the piano as well.
Yeah,
he's extremely talented. And all that came from coming from an outreach program at the Flickinger.
You bet. Know? Well, he was performing at an event down on New York Avenue that I was broadcasting at. When he was in a break, I walked up to him and said, do you understand that I wasted $5 on tomatoes? And he goes, what? I said, I bought some to throw at you, but you're too good.
Yeah, he is. He's so much fun.
He really is. Yeah. And he does a great job with the Flickinger Center, because let's talk about, we got LP and the Vinyl tonight.
Right.
What's coming up next?
So on March 31st, we have Mads Tolling and the Madsmen, and they also are going to offer an outreach program. And they're they're Grammy Award winners.
Oh.
And so they're pretty incredible. They perform the music of the 60s, but with a different, you know, innovative flair and style.
Mm-hmm.
And then on April 11th, we have State Street Ballet, which is the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be really incredible as well. And they offer an outreach program too.
Do they have a really big ballerina that does Blue the Bear?
I don't know about that.
Or Casu.
on the pictures I've seen, they're pretty streamlined. They're pretty incredible.
Yeah, if I say that right, it's actually Baloo the Bear.
Yeah, I love that. I love that cartoon.
That's great.
We're really excited for those, and that'll round out the rest of our premiere series for this season, because we run our season kind of like a school year.
Yeah.
Like, you know. And so, and then we'll kick back off. But we have a ton of stuff going on this summer. We're really doing a lot.
Are you going to do your thing? What's that called?
Otero County Heritage.
Heritage Days.
Yeah.
You going to do that again?
We're not only going to do it again, but we're blowing it up even bigger than last year, because last year was the first year that we did that. That's a dream of mine since I was born here. I love my community very much. And so I really wanted to do a Heritage Day, and it was so well received. I mean, we always wanted to do it annually, but it was so well received last year that we're getting a lot more people involved this year. And so, yes, that'll be in August. The end of our summer series will be the Heritage Day.
Days.
Yeah, we're really
excited. Will you guys be doing any more concert series up at the Space Hall?
So we've decided not to do the Space Hall this year, and for several reasons, but
Mostly you got a bunch of other stuff going on.
We do. It's real hard for us because what happens during those times is we load up all of our equipment into a trailer. We trailer it.
Yeah.
And then we go up and unload it, set up, do the performance, and then have to trailer it again, which doesn't lend us opportunity to rent the facility out to other people because the equipment's not there.
Right.
And we just had so many people contact us this summer with acts that they want to bring into the theater.
Wow.
And well, and not just that, but you know, downtown is going to be torn up this summer as well, you know, on Main Street. Yeah, over on the let's see, the south side of 10th Street. They're going to do all the great blocks remodeling.
Uh-huh.
And so we really wanted to keep the Flickinger open and very vibrant down there so that we could try to keep the people coming down there to help the merchants on that side as, you know, as they're dealing with their reconstruction of their street.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to keep some energy and everything going down there to try to help those merchants as well, because we are a member of Main Street and we want to be good stewards of that and help them out. So we are going to do, and I will say this, the momentum at the Flickinger right now is so hot. I mean, we are just like, we are just rolling. And you know, next on the 10th, Grease is going to be performed AMT, and Almacorda Music Theater is so incredible, such an incredible group. And so they're going to be in there on the 10th. And so we have such this such a momentum going that I think rolling into the summer and just staying down there local in our area is what is best for us this year. And so we're definitely going to be doing that and look forward to seeing what's coming out, because Michael's got some incredible things that he's working on right now for the summer too.
And we don't want to forget March 25th, just a few weeks away now, Ricochet. That's gonna be a good, that's gonna be fun.
So there's so many ways to utilize the Flickinger Center, and so Thrive uses they rent our facility out and then they promote the event. And so you're right, Ricochet will be there, and Stephanie over at Thrive does such a fun job, and you know, she does such an incredible job, and we're really, really, really proud to partner with her and help her out with that. So
now, if she talks to you about having a room, padded room, to lock me in after the heckling that I did in front of head with Carson last year, just ignore her.
Okay. I'll put you up in the cry room, because we actually have one of those old-fashioned cry rooms.
Thanks a lot.
I'll just lock you up there.
Yeah, if I get locked up there, I will be crying. So. But we're really looking forward to that concert. That's going to be a great one. Yeah. One of the hottest 90 country acts that there was Ricochet, and they're still active today. So, so it's going to be fun to have those guys in there.
Yeah, it is never boring at the Flickinger.
I'll put it
like that, man. We are always busy, and we're always just on, you know, we're either getting ready for the next one, or we're in the middle of the next one, or we're preparing for the next one. It's pretty incredible down there.
Yeah, and let's talk about, people can rent Patrons Hall now and for different events. Let's talk about that. What can we do there?
Well, you know, and we'll kind of go back to Thrive, for example. Stephanie will do, she will rent it for a pre-show meet and greet, and then she will, and then we'll go into the theater, enjoy the show, and then afterwards go back into Patrons Hall and have a reception. So Patrons Hall can be utilized in that way, or it can also be utilized for baby showers, wedding showers.
You didn't even do a wedding there, a small wedding in there.
We have had weddings there. Yeah. It's been pretty phenomenal. And so we have, gosh, this week we've had an art group in there. The sheriff's office has called. They'd like to do some training in there. We have other just daily meetings that'll happen in there. We just did a, we're trying to really get arts and cultural district set up down on in that area. We had a meeting for that this week, and so it's, Little Patrons Hall is always busy as well. Yeah, we're always in there just getting it flipped for the next event and next event as well.
Well, you know, there is kind of getting this arts cultural thing going on down there with the Gardens on New York and the Flickinger Center, Patrons Hall. I mean,
Otero Arts.
Otero Arts, you know. I didn't realize that there was a gardens in there. You know, and then we have this welcome home of these guys from the Honor Flight, and we go to that, and we go down there, and I was like, wow. This is all right there together.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it really
is. It's a fun little street.
It is. People need to take advantage of that. So, can you give any hints of what we might be expecting for next year in the premiere series?
Well, one of the shows, we're kind of staying on the kid theme here, but one of the shows Michael's bringing in is called Dinosaurs, and it's literally like huge. And when I say huge, I mean stage size huge puppets of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And they do this whole education program.
Wow.
And when Michael, it's so fun. And when Michael showed me the video, I literally went home and dreamt that those dinosaurs were chasing me through the forest that night. So I came back to work the next day and I'm like, Michael, you're in so much trouble.
Yeah.
But that's one of them. And then we have this summer, we have AC/DC tribute band coming in.
I know.
It's so cool. And we've been talking to William Lee Martin again, the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking to him as well. And so, and then Michael has some other ones that he's got, we're working on contracts with, but
yeah.
But yeah, it's coming along really nicely.
It's going to be a great year, no doubt. Hey, I got to ask you, how did Play Me come out?
Oh my gosh, it was so that was a Neil Diamond tribute, and it was so dang fun. And we also used that as a fundraiser for the Flickinger because we're a nonprofit, and we had a silent auction, and then Chris Wagner played Neil Diamond. It was so fun.
Yeah.
So it was very profitable for us. And we're really grateful for all the people that came.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed. You know, we had a really great crowd that night.
Yeah.
And then after the show, we had a meet and greet with Mr. Wagner over in Patrons Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And had cookies and punch, and people finished their bids on their silent auctions. And
cool.
It was just a lot of fun. It was a nice easy evening and a lot of fun, and just really made me proud of all the people that came out to support the Flickinger that night.
And with the Flickinger Guild, you have some great folks.
Yes.
With that.
Absolutely,
I mean, this isn't just you and Michael.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't. And there's Monica, that's our house manager, and then Kelly, that's our tech. I couldn't do it without them. They're incredible. And then we have a really cool cleaning staff too, because, you know, sometimes the unsung heroes are the ones in there trying to flip that place and get it ready for the next day, because I don't know if you've been in there after a show, but it looks like the popcorn machine exploded inside the theater. Like, it's just, we have a blower. We literally have a leaf blower, and we start at the top of the theater and we blow it all the way down, because there's just popcorn everywhere. So, you know, it's definitely like that place is runs off of people with big hearts, big hearts. And then we have our incredible volunteer staff, and I love them so much. They're so fun. They're such fun men and women. And they come in and do all the ushering, the concession sales, and do a lot of the volunteering ticket taking. And they're incredible men and women that help us. So, I never want to forget our guild. And we have a really good board down there, too. We have a really good Flickinger board that does a lot of the work as well.
You know, I don't know her name, but there's one older lady in there that's just a blast. When I come walking in, she's pegged me.
Yeah.
When I come walking in, she shines the flashlight in my face and said, "Where are you trying to go? Give me that ticket. You go over here.
To the cry room."
And I just crack up with her all the time.
Yeah.
And so, but that's the caliber of people you have there. They get to know and get to have fun with you and stuff. They're great people.
You know, and a lot of them are like, if you really hear their stories, they were really huge professionals in their private lives, you know,
yeah.
And now they just don't want to get stagnant at home. They want to give of their time, and they're hard workers, but mm-hmm. You're right. They're all, they all have amazing personalities. They're all real fun. And it is a lot of fun to work with them down there. And we couldn't run that place with just three full-time people, yeah, which yeah. is what we have right now.
Yeah, but your volunteers from the Flickinger Guild are wonderful yeah. people. They really are.
Yeah.
You're blessed to have them, and they're mm-hmm. blessed to have you. And
oh, thank you.
I tell you what, it's just great over there. So LP and the Vinyl tonight. It's
tonight.
Going to be a
in
great
fact,
one.
I get to go here in just a minute. I'm going to get to go see the kids show here in just a minute, and I'm super excited about that. I'll do a little video and I'll put it on Facebook for
yeah.
people to see, and maybe you yeah. guys will want to come down tonight.
What kind of music do they play?
So they play 80s and 90s music,
yeah.
but they do it with like a Brazilian classical twist.
Yeah.
And they kind of blend it all together. They do a little bit of jazz, a little bit of rock and roll. And I think it's going to be very different and yeah. fun, and something that, you know what I like a lot is people tell me, I bought my premiere ticket and I knew that I was going to like, this show, and this show. But I come to all of them because I bought my series tickets.
Yeah.
The shows that end up being my favorites are the ones I knew nothing about and had no expectations about and walk in and were blown away.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that this show might be one of those, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not recognizable by name, but I think by the time you leave, everybody always tells me when they're leaving, they're like, oh my gosh, this was the best show. Mm-hmm. I'm so sad the place wasn't packed, you know, because yeah. it's so good. But the one thing that Flickinger has done year after year after year is provide incredible shows to mm-hmm. people. Incredible, you know. And if you're going to go to a Flickinger show, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, you just won't. It's always really high class entertainment.
Do you think the Flickinger Center is a well-kept secret in Alamogordo, or is just people needing to find the time to do it?
We're trying to not be the well-kept secret. I think, to be honest, I just think that a lot of us don't have a lot of expendable money laying mm-hmm. around, you know, and I just think that sometimes these types of things are the things you don't get to go to because you're yeah. trying to put gas in your tank and food in, mm-hmm. you know, in your cupboard. So we're really trying to reach out and do different variety of things at different variety of costs so that we can reach out to people. I don't know if you saw the Circus on Ice that we just had there last week.
I remember that, but I didn't get to see it.
So yeah. those tickets dropped to $10, and the place was absolutely packed
wow.
for two shows back to back.
Wow.
I was in there like slinging. I was in there even like sweeping up popcorn and stuff between the two because it was such a quick turnaround.
Wow.
But yeah, I think that we really do try to keep it reasonable. Like tonight's tickets are 20, 30, and 40.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not real expensive to go. But I think too that every show brings something different to a different audience. And that's what we're yeah. trying to do. We don't want the same audience in there every time. You
right.
know, we want a variety.
And the thing that I always say, and I want people to understand, I don't care if you buy the $40 ticket, the $30 mm-hmm. ticket, or the $20 mm-hmm. ticket. There's not a bad seat in that house.
I know.
I prefer the balcony because you yeah. get in a certain place in that balcony, and you're eye level with those mm-hmm. entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I have never had, the only time I had a bad seat in the Flickinger Center was when Stan Richardson's daughter was working with a dance group out of Las Cruces. They came, we had our seats, and then they came in and set their video cameras up right in front
oh,
of us.
Oh, yeah.
But your staff was
yeah.
nice, and they came,
yeah.
well, this is before you, but they
yeah.
came and moved us.
Yeah.
So that we didn't have to deal with that and
yeah.
stuff, you know, which
yeah.
I thought was great.
Yeah.
But there's
yeah.
not a bad seat in that house. Every seat,
agreed.
You can see well,
yeah.
you can hear well.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a difference in the quality of the sound from one side of the
right.
of the theater to the other or front to back. It's
mm-hmm.
all the same. And my hat's off to Kelly for getting that balance because
yeah.
that's a trick. But,
it is a trick, yeah.
But, yeah, Flickinger Center, not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I sit in the balcony as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so now if Dave sees me, he'll probably make you change his seats
yeah.
and get away from me. But How's my buddy Dave doing?
He's wonderful. Yeah, good, he's good. Doing well. We just got back from Tucson. He was invited to speak at a conference in Tucson on border solutions. Yeah. And then we leave for Reno on Saturday for the Western State Sheriff's Conference.
And he's got to give up.
He is the current sheriff of the year.
Yeah. he's got to give that up now.
He's going to give it up this year. But this is always a really good conference to go to as well. Yeah. I actually register for this conference, and I attend the events and I attend all the lectures because I like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't really want to just go and be the wife that just is in the room or doing her own thing.
Wife things. Yeah,
yeah. I actually attend the meetings and
kind of gives you an idea of what they're going through and what to expect.
Well, David and I have always been that couple that when one does it, we both do it. We both commit to helping. You know, he'll be at the flick tonight helping. You know, or doing whatever he needs to do to help. So we're kind of that couple that, you know, when one of us commits, you get both of us. And so same with being the sheriff, when he committed to that, I wanted to commit to be whatever I could do to help him out with his job. And I loved our sheriff's office. I love the people that work there. They're incredible.
Yeah, I have a good time. The deputies are all fantastic. The staff is all great. They work with us well. We just love those guys and
stuff.
Thank you. And I haven't been pulled over yet by any of them, so... I know Dave would like to, but anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, LP and the Vinyl tonight at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Lori, always great to see you.
So good to see you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. Mm.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.